Just talk about the opportunity you're getting. I know you've waited a long time. Now that you've got it, just give us your thoughts, feelings.
Yeah, big accomplishment, something I'm very proud of, you know. They say better late than never, and, you know, I'm glad it came this season, and, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, see what my role is and see what I can do.
You were kind of a preseason star. You were kind of going viral there for a while. Has it been tough to be laying low for really 12 weeks here?
Yeah, it's been tough, but, you know, definitely something you can't take for granted. You know, there's not many, you know, NFL receivers in the world, whether it's, you know, practice squad or active. And so it's something I try to, you know, I got strong feelings for, you know. Don't take any day for granted because you never know when it'll be your last.
How much did your experience in Nebraska kind of help this with you a long time there and kind of go through this situation where you're an undrafted guy trying to prove yourself all the
way? Yeah, big time, you know. It's kind of the, you know, real started from the bottom, you know, when I came out of high school, you know, no star, no scholarship, nothing like that. So something I was, you know, kind of used to. Things not working out the first time and, you know, just grind through it and eventually, you know, it all works out.
What was your reaction to all of the fan support and social media support that you were getting during the preseason?
Yeah, you know, it meant a lot, but, you know, it's something I couldn't, you know, get a big head about and, you know, not come to work and, you know, feel sorry for myself or something like that. But, you know, it definitely, you know, means a lot and, you know, I gotta prove them right now.
How did you find out that you had been called up?
I got a phone call yesterday from, you know, the operations people and the coaching staff, and, you know, it made for a good day off.
Have you figured out what your role is going to be? Have they kind of slotted you in somewhere yet?
I have not. You know, they just said, you know, make sure you know all three receiver positions, you know, which I do, and, you know, with special teams, whatever it is. You know, I was working on catching punts today, so, you know, I have no idea, but, you know, whatever's thrown at me, you know, I'm ready for it.
You can play special teams, right?
Yeah.
Coverage units and all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
As much as the fans have been behind you, it seems like a lot of the guys in this locker room are excited to see you get a chance, too. How much does that mean?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, I was saying on that the radio show, you know, when I was cut, you know, guys like Eric Wood and Richie reached out to me, you know, hoping I was, you know, stay here on the practice squad. And then, you know, yesterday a lot of guys reached out and texted me. And, you know, it means a lot coming from, you know, a lot of veteran guys like that. You know, they see the work being put in. And so, yeah, it really hits home.
You said in college that you wanted to be kind of an inspiration, you know, someone who overcame the odds. Like you said, you're no star, no scholarship. Is that still something you're going to think about now this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even yesterday, you know, I had a lot of, you know, kids from Nebraska high school, you know, reach out. You know, they're trying to walk on. They look up to me, and, you know, that means the world to me, and, you know, I wouldn't do it any other way.
Coming to work today, did it feel a little different?
Yeah, it was a little different. You know, guys, big money, saying all that. But nah, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, ready to keep stacking days.
So what the hell happened with Nebraska this year? Come on,
I couldn't tell you. That was rough. That was rough. But, you know, I think Scott Frost is, I think he's a great, great guy for the job. I think he's going to get turned around very quick. And, you know, I just got to hope he keeps my guy Keith Williams, the receiver coach. I know he's slotted by every other position coach except that. So, you know, I'm hoping he does that. But, you know, regardless, I think Scott Frost, I mean, obviously you guys seen he turned UCF around very quickly. And, you know, I think he's the guy for the job.
What's your timing like with Nathan Peterman after, you know, the preseason and kind of getting to work with him this year?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of each practice, you know, we do a development period to get a scout team to kind of go. And, you know, everyone makes it a running joke when it's a pass play, Peterman's coming to me. So, you know, we have pretty good unison out there.
Well, if he plays Sunday, I mean, you've got some familiarity with him. I mean, well, you probably did the bulk of your work with him these last 12 weeks.
I'd say most of my work when I'm here is with Petey. So, yeah, we'll see.